Hi.
Hey, Lauren, what's up?
How's it going, Christine?
It's good. We are back. I'm excited to be recording an episode with you again.
I know. So, listeners, we went on this unofficial hiatus. Sorry, we didn't really announce that, but life happened. I don't even know if I got as far as telling y'all that I got a new job and then Christine got a new job. Very busy. We decided that we needed to expand our Pod of the Dragon team, and we have hired a brand new audio engineer extraordinaire. His name is Stu. He's super cool. We're super excited to have him on the team. So he's going to be helping us edit everything, and we are going to be back every week now. We only have a couple more weeks before House of the Dragon comes out, and we really want to wrap up our Game of Thrones rewatch before that. But today we're here with a mini-sode. So Christine, you want to talk to me about some news going on in the Game of Thrones, Westeros, House of the Dragon, etc. world?
Yes. So there's suddenly a ton of news, of course, the minute we stopped doing mini-sodes. I think the biggest thing I've seen is that there is a Jon Snow show in the works, which seems like a very big deal for two reasons. One is that they made it pretty clear in the past that they weren't going to do any sequels, that the show ended the way it ended, and these were all going to be spinoffs and prequels. And they're kind of like, nah, forget that.
Yeah, it's for sure a sequel, and it's for sure, I don't know what they're doing with it. Like, what is the plan here?
But the person coming up with the plan is actually Kit Harington. Like, he's creating the show and he came up with the idea and they're like, sure, figure it out.
All right, I'm into that.
Yeah, apparently Emilia Clarke is like, she knows about it because she's like done interviews about it, but she's like said very clearly that she's not coming back, which it would be like weird if she did.
Right, because she's, spoilers guys, she's dead as fuck.
She's dead as fuck. But like then all these other actors have come back and said whether or not they would like decide like they would be okay with reprising their roles, like people who are still alive. So like Maisie Williams and Sophie Turner have said like they don't want to, and I'm like, is this like Marvel now where it's just like you're gonna play this character until you die maybe for the right price?
Yeah, I don't know. And like it seems like more of them aren't into it than are. So, like, why?
Most people are done with it. It seemed like Kit Harington was the only one who was really sad to not play Jon Snow anymore. So now he's bringing it back.
I don't know. I guess he just misses being a mopey little broody boy.
He gets to be a mopey little broody boy, and, like, he's, I forget the name of his character. He's in Marvel now, though, but God knows when. It was like
Who is he? I forget this.
He's in the post. I mean, he just plays like a non-important character in the Eternals, but in the post-credit scene, they announce him. It has to do with Blade, like the Blade comics. I forget his character's name.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So he's just like the nerd king.
Okay. Speaking of, little tangent here. Speaking of Marvel, you went and saw the new, what's it? What's the face movie?
Thor, Love, and Thunder. New favorite movie of all time.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm so excited.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to talk it up too much. Like, I'm not here to tell other people they have to go watch it and they have to love it. Because
am I going to like
I
it?
I do.
More than Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty strong endorsement.
I think Ragnarok was one of my favorites before this, and it's somehow better than Ragnarok. The only thing it not better than Ragnarok is, this isn't a spoiler because we knew this, but Loki's not in it.
We noticed.
So that sucks. Anyway, little Marvel tangent. Similarly, so George has been writing Winds of Winter, apparently. This isn't news. He's been saying this for decades.
Is he, like, though?
Is he though? But he's been saying the ending is way different from the show. Like, the more he writes, the more he moves away from the show, which would be great if it ever comes out, which I don't believe.
Yeah. True. And like, it's different than the show because it doesn't exist and the show does.
This is true. So that, there's also like, I don't know. I don't know how it could be the same anyway, because there's all these different characters in it that are like,
yeah,
super important characters. Anyway, so yeah, George is writing. We might get a book eventually, but
I mean, that's the same news as always.
It's not new.
Nobody hold your breath.
I saw that the new House of the Dragon show is proving the fact that Targaryens are not, in fact, impervious to fire. That was specifically a Daenerys thing. That a lot of the things that we've seen in Game of Thrones that we've like kind of believed to be a trait of the Targaryens are actually miracles by Daenerys, which I have mixed feelings about.
Or she just like got the best mixture of genes and had the most dragon genes because, you know, somebody fucked a dragon.
Somebody fucked a dragon. Yeah. Maybe because she was like a double Targaryen
all the way across the realm. It's like when you have both recessive genes.
Yes. Maybe that's it. Should be.
But they're both fire. Are dragon genes recessive when a dragon fucks a human?
I don't know. I feel like the dragons would be. It's gotta be, right?
You would think it would be the other way around, but obviously it's not.
It's not. Otherwise, there'd be more floods of the dragons.
Right.
Says. You know, I like our definition better than what I read that was just like, Dany could perform miracles. Because I'm like, Dany could perform miracles. That means she's like Azor Ahai or some shit, which makes the ending suck even more.
Right.
Because they didn't do anything with that. So yeah, we'll learn more about the dragon fuckers as this goes.
Okay, the Targaryens.
Other side tangent. I'm sorry.
This is what's up?
Short. This child today. So I work at a school for kids on the autism spectrum now. It's really cool school. And a kid who really likes to play pretend told me that he's not like the other kids because his dad's a dragon. And he's actually half dragon. And I told him that I love human dragon hybrids. And he had no idea what I meant, but he was really excited about that.
Perfect. I love it.
That was just an illustration of how my life keeps feeding into itself, even at work.
Oh, you guys, I have to tell the listeners, though, Christine got her a new office and she like had some leftover shit from the previous owner of the office in there. One of the things in there was, which I was really into anyway, it was a map of Middle Earth on the wall, which pretty cool. Christine, luckily, you know, you're into that kind of shit to some extent, at least, because that fucking thing was hot glued to the wall and I am here for it.
It's there forever now. I can't cover it. I'm not ripping it down. There's going to be a map of Middle Earth on the wall.
Hell yeah. You got any more news that you ran across recently?
Yes and no. Okay. I need to say this here because I think I'm losing my mind. I think this was a fever dream, or maybe it's my little like new Mandela effect thing. But a few weeks back, I was seeing this ad for a House of the Dragon game. And it was like, I saw the ads like multiple times, and it was this game where you'd like get a dragon egg and you can like raise it. And it was like specifically like a promo for the new show. And I remembered in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, when we do our next mini-sode, I should play this game and like, you know, talk about it. So then I went to go find it. It's nowhere to be found. I can't find it anywhere. Did I make this up? Did you see the ads? Listeners, did anyone see it?
Never saw this. I Googled it just now. Doesn't seem to be a thing.
It's not, but it doesn't exist, but I know I saw it.
Yeah. You guys email us if you are like Christine living in a delusion and think this game exists. We'd love to hear about it. You can email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. I know it's long. You can figure it out. I believe in you.
But yeah, maybe they like went to put the game out and then lost funding or something and took it down. Or maybe it was like an existing Game of Thrones game that had like a House of the Dragon mod. I don't know, but I can't find it. So I don't think it exists. And now I feel crazy.
Yeah, seems fake. All right. Well, we're going to actually have our next Game of Thrones rewatch episode come out tomorrow, listeners.
Woo, that's woo.
Days for us as we're recording this, but very soon. Yes, this week is special because we're back, baby. Mm-hmm. And so that is season 4, part 2. We are going to be doing a Game of Thrones rewatch episode every week. We will not be back with a minisode for a while, so figure out the news on your own. I mean, we'll, if we really find something important, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll, if there's something important, we'll put it at the beginning in front of our Game of Thrones episodes, but
yes, we'll, but but yeah, we're gonna be pumping those out every week for you guys, because I definitely want to finish rewatching this before the new show comes out, and I'm sure some of you guys are like that as well. So we are gonna have those come out. It's mostly once a week. I think we even have 1 week where you're gonna get 2 episodes. So get excited. You're gonna hear a lot about Game of Thrones. You're gonna get super pumped up. You're gonna get super annoyed about season 8. It's gonna be fine, because when season 8 is, you know, happening on the pod, it's gonna be right before the new show comes out. So you'll be pumped up anyway. We can do this together. We'll survive.
It's true. We'll do it. All right. We will see you tomorrow then with our next episode in the rewatch.
Yeah. And until next time, dreams didn't make us podcasters, Christine. Dragons did.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye forever.
Where the fuck is the button? Do 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 do